very much from our base station out of San Francisco. This is Cameron Live, and we've got wonderful. Did you guys like the music? That music reminds me of like Contact of the Desert. You know, is that sound? It's gonna be all the people can say, God, he really is into that stuff. Anyway, we're gonna throughout the month, we got authors that wrote books about phenomena, and I know you're into, you know, about people, life of phenomena, and they're going to come on next week. We'll talk to these authors on phenomena, and I think you'll like it. Then one of my buddies who does the UFO sightings will be on, talk about the UFO that scared the city of Denver, Colorado. I can imagine what happened. Yeah, it was a huge UFO. It was there last week, and MUFON reported it. It was just a huge, huge study. And then next week we'll have Danny Cruz, the little boy I raised to be a UFO finder. He'll be on next week. He's going to talk. You know, Danny's like, I got him into that. He loves it because, you know, that's an area he relates to. Anyway, welcome to our show. Today is what day? What day on the calendar?
Oh, my God. March 1st. Are you kidding me already?
I'll tell you, March 1st is right. Yeah.
Third of the way through this year almost.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, it goes by fast, believe me. It goes by very fast. I wanted to tell some people, we got a nice recommendation from the New York Post. We both did. So thank the New York Post. Nice writing about Bernadette. They said, Bernadette's a real pro. We know that. She's got to work with me. I don't know if I'm helping her career or hurting it. But anyway, it was a nice info. Then we got from San Francisco. The San Francisco Chronicle wrote a story about our show, and they said the show is getting better. You know, so it's nice to hear them say we're getting better, right? We're getting better. That's what they said.
Like
and then, you got a few people that said, I can't wait to go to Bernadette's seminar. So, you know, they want to go to your seminar. So that's what's happening. Yeah, you got fans out there. We got one from New Orleans, wrote me, and then I got one from Oregon, wants to go. So there you go. You got two people. Possibly
well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, they want to go to Austin to attend your seminar. So that's good. Maybe I'll be able to go. But anyway, you're going to have a seminar. You're going to go through it throughout the radio show, and it'll be a wonderful seminar. We're going to be, by the way, sponsored, and I know I didn't tell Bernadette, we got sponsored by the law firm. They call the Motorcycle Lawyers. They're going to be supporting our show, along with we're going to get an oil company out of Texas, so which is good. So we're growing. We're growing somewhere. We don't know where, but we're growing. And also, what else? Let's get the news. We got to do our news. Anyway, today's news was kind of interesting. And people, by the way, you can call us at 1-888-627-6005. Is that 008? Sorry. That's 888-627-6008. All the way from the United States. Anyway, there was a Chinese company that I think Trump is trying to kick out of here, and they're called Huawei. And he's keeping this lady on charges in Canada. But the thing is, Canada wants to release her. So there's a little political thing here, and what's going to end up happening is if she gets released, that's going to be another controversy for Donald Trump, because why is she being held? You know, she's a company. She's the head of a company, right? What do we need to hold her for? For what? You know? So that's been in the news all day. And I think, yeah, why do they want her for? For what? For what? Anyway, she's one of the richest women in the world. But knowing Trump, he probably wants to steal her ideas. And by the way, Beto, you know him? Beto O'Rourke. Of Texas is going to announce tomorrow he's running for president. You know about that? You know about that one? He's in your local neck of the woods. We don't know much about him here, but he could be maybe a VP with Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden Beto O'Rourke. He looks more like a Kennedy. You see the Kennedy, you know, the athletic. He could be that VP candidate. You know, you never know. And then the horrible story about, you know, the guy that was drugged and actually killed in North Korea, the Warmbler family, you know, they were very upset with Trump. Because Trump said that Kim, the leader of North Korea, he's a nice guy. He wouldn't kill the guy. Bull. You know? So that was on yesterday and today. And I think Trump is fading and fading because how do you know that? And the guy killed all these people. He killed his own people. He's a murderer, you know, and he's been on the news. Anyway, that's been in the news. Also, he was a U.S. student, Warmbler, and he went to North Korea, and then within 3 days they killed him. Can you imagine? He goes to a country and they want to kill him. Terrible story.
I can't imagine that. It's terrible. But
yeah, I think so too. And that'd be many reasons for me not to go to North Korea. Right there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go there if they gave me a dime. Anyway, you probably
Let's
know about
to Bali. Stick to Bali.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, the two men were arrested at a Texas execution, and they're going to be executed. The two men, do you know about that? And they're going to be executed. So, you know, a lot of people from legal defense give us information. And now these two men were accused of, raping a young girl. So we don't know the facts. You know, we hear about the facts, but we don't know the real facts. And then actress Katherine Hellman, who was on Soap. You remember her on Soap? She played the mother.
Yeah.
Remember her? She died today at 89.
Wow.
89 years old, she died. She lived a nice long life. She suffered from Alzheimer's the last year. But we want to send her family our condolences, sympathy, everything to them. And she worked. Would you remember who the actor was? That she played a mother of a lady that was attracted to Tony Danza. You remember that one? That show where Tony Danza fell in love with I forgot her name. She does a lot of C movies on Lifetime, but she played Tony Danza's girlfriend. And now Tony Danza is going to play a grandfather in a new Christmas movie coming out. Isn't that interesting? How
really
life changes?
You know what's really interesting is that I remember these actors and actresses like when they were really young.
When they were young. You know.
They were actually playing grandparents. But here's a bit of news. I'm fixing to become a grandparent.
Ooh, you're going to be grandparents?
No, I'm not even ready for all this.
Nah, that's another saga. Another saga for Bernadette. That'll come when it comes. But, you know, these TV people, some of them were very good influences, you know. You know, and you think of Florence Henderson. You think of, you know, the Brady Bunch. You think of all these people that played the mama and grandmother. So, anyway, we bid goodbye to Katherine Hellman. And we're going to have an author who wrote a book about Katherine Hellman come on the next show. He wrote a book about how she was a Shakespearean actor and she did comedy. Isn't that interesting? She's a Shakespearean actor did comedy. Anyway, the California lottery today. If you're playing in California, I think it ended at 7. The jackpot is over $361 million.
Wow.
You know, so those that are playing, good luck. Me, I think I lost. I never win, so I'll just put that in the for the next time, you know. And then Oprah Winfrey today, she lost $48 million of her money for investing in Weight Watchers. What the heck is she doing to Weight Watchers? She's losing money on Weight Watchers. You know, I think they have new food, right? Weight Watchers, they have all this brand new with cauliflower pizza.
So did Weight Watchers go, under or what?
Well, they're close to going under, and they're, by the way, may be bought, and this is crazy how life is. They may be bought by the Zone Diet. You know the Zone Diet? They may be bought by the Zone Diet. That's the rumor. So we'll see. We'll let you know what the truth is. And other news, you know, Elon Musk is going to operate his new space mission. And too bad I couldn't go. It's only $180,000 to go on the ship. No, I don't have that money. But it's people signed up for it. You remember when he's the inventor of Tesla, and you know Tesla is having a hard time right now. But he's the innovator of Tesla. And then, by the way, climate change. You know, everyone's been talking about it, even on the West Coast, the East Coast, and in the Midwest. But there is a climate change theory. And President Obama said that he told the American people that there are going to be changes in the weather. So he, you remember when he was president? He said there was going to be changes in the weather. So he kind of predicted it. And then me and you talked about the story. This guy has a good job. He's the president, CEO of the Giants, San Francisco Giants baseball team. Well, he beat the heck out of his wife in front of the public. Now, two things you don't do. You never beat up your wife. Second, you don't beat up in the public. Third, people in San Francisco want him to resign because he beat up his wife. So that's not a good story either way, right? Because you don't just beat up your wife. Yeah, they showed on the various internet, and it's kind of weird because why would you do that? You know, it's absolutely crazy. You know. So anyway, that's been in the news all day today. And what do you think of that baseball player that got Bryce Harper, who signed for a whopping 13 years at $330 million, something like that. That's outrageous. That's outrageous. But anyway, he signed today officially with the Washington Nationals. So that's on that. So I give you a little sports, right? I do a little sports.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do sports.
Baseball, so I am perfectly happy signing a 13-year contract for $300 million.
Yeah, 13, but you get $330 million or whatever it was, and the guy. But I don't think I have a feeling. I'm a betting man. I don't think he's going to be there for 13 years because they have all these options, and I think he's going to take an option to go somewhere else. So you never, never know, because you know they sign these long contracts, but it doesn't mean anything. Anyway, I got some news for you on the UFO front. We got UFO news. There was a UFO. People saw it in the sky. That the U.S., Russia, China, that they're all going to the race for the UFO. And what I heard from people that cover science and everything, that we're going to hear about communication with UFO this year. So I think we're getting closer. You know, they want to talk to us, and I guess we hesitantly want to talk to them. So that's going to happen. And, well, God, we got such crazy news. You know, there was a humpback whale that was found in a forest, I think, I want to say, Colorado, and they don't know how it got there. And there was two of them, and they think it was a UFO thing, and they were found in the forest. Can you imagine? Two humpback whales that weighed over 2,000 pounds were found in this forest. Unbelievable. You know, you never know. That's weird. It's kind of weird because humpback whales, how are they going to get there? So they think it's a UFO scenario. Because it could be. Because they like to move and shake people. So that's probably what it is. And lastly, in our breaking news, you know, they had a UFO, had a sighting in Switzerland where people saw the, you know, the saucer reach all over. So very interesting in the UFO world. So anyway, what I was going to say is, tell me what's going on with Bernadette. I'm sorry about that. It's my crazy computer. As an expression. Let me get off my computer page. And by the way, if anyone out there has any news they want to tell us, like Jay Leno, we'll give you an email. cdatzker@yahoo.com. If you have any news that out of the ordinary, we'll talk about it on our show, right? Any story, you know, we want people to know about it, and that's all I have to say on the news front. So
we're an interactive show. We like to hear what other people have to say.
Yeah, you want to have all voices and stuff. Anyway, so tell us what's going on in the world of Bernadette.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That is
Isn't that a good way to lead, segue in? As they say in radio, segue in?
It's a can of worms you just opened.
Uh-oh. News at 11. So anyway, this wonderful event you're going to have, is people talking about it? I know people have been talking about it on the radio show. They want to go.
Well, that's exciting. I'm very excited to hear about that, and I look forward to hearing from these people. So give me an email.
Yeah, they want to know about hotels, what hotels are open that period of time, and about the airport, if they can get a Uber or the other one to pick them up. I don't know anything about it, so I'd be the wrong person to talk to.
Well, got to hit me up. So if y'all have an Instagram or a Facebook, it's my name, Bernadette Gabrielle. Just go ahead and hit me up, and I will give you as much information as I possibly can to help you with your accommodation. So, yeah.
And they have good restaurants, as you mentioned last time.
So many. Oh, my God. We are talking about Austin. Listen, Austin has grown since 2017 by 55,000 people.
Wow.
Which about 154 people a day.
Wow. I mean, that's not just Sandra Bullock, the movie Being in Your Neighbor, right? I'm just kidding.
Right. And Matthew McConaughey, might we just throw him out there, too. He's here as well.
Oh, Matthew, did he move to Austin?
He has a house here, yeah.
Oh, that's it. Because he was on yesterday on, I want to say, it was a funny show. He was drinking alcohol with, the guy who does the CBS. And it was a hilarious show. He says, you know, I like my whiskey a little tighter. You know, and it was a funny show last night. And he mentioned being from Texas. And I think his wife is from Brazil. I think she's from somewhere in Brazil. So he talked about Austin. And by the way, Austin, isn't that the state capital?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So for all of you people out there, that's the state capital of Texas. And I was in Houston, and I was also in where Selena's from. You know, Selena, famous beach, you know, in Texas. And she was from, her family still lives there in this area of Texas. It's not you go there once, that's enough. Not twice.
Yeah.
Once is enough.
Is it down in the valley?
What was that?
Is it down in the valley?
I think so, and I think it was a weird, you know, you take a flight from Houston Hobby or whatever airport that was, and we were stuck because, you know, that time, you know, the air flights, I slept over for 9 hours, the longest time I was in Texas, you know, but it was very interesting. The airport, they didn't want to put us in hotels in those days, I think now they don't have to, what I hear. You know, right? Is that probably true? They don't have to put you in a hotel if the flight is late. That's what I hear. So anyway, for all the people that want to go to Texas, wonderful place, and you go, as you head down, the people are very nice. And the only thing they asked me was, do I have a shotgun in my car in California? I go, hell no. Hell no. Because here they wouldn't accept it, you know. Like in Texas. Anyway, so we got a busy show this Friday night, March the 1st, 2019. And we have the wonderful Bernadette DeGabrielle. And how's your daughter doing? People ask me.
She is doing great. She's
okay.
She is a workout queen. And
good for her. She can train me. She could train me.
My trainer, thank God.
Yeah, I wish you both could work on me. Say, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. So I'm looking forward because see, with you guys, I would really like work out.
Yes,
but the problem is with workout, you get bored. I get bored working out.
There's
you know?
No time to get bored with these girls. None. No time.
Yeah, no, your daughter, no. No way. Yes. No way. By the way, her daughter... And they look very similar to Bernadette, and she got a lot of energy like Mama. So you don't have to worry about the energy. You just got to do the workout. That's what you got to do. Don't do the workout. Yes. It ain't going to help you.
That's exactly right. Yeah, she has no mercy on me. And she laughed about it, too. She's like, yeah, no.
No man. Just work out. But you know what's good? As you work out, you get to know what you're able to do, you know.
Yeah.
And when I go to the gym, I go to one locally, and it looks like it's some of the people are on, when they pump up. And a guy was trying
steroids,
to.
Steroids,
yeah. Yeah, steroids. So I said to him, I go, oh, so your diet is steroids, roast beef, and a lot of other drugs. That's what I said. Because, you know, out here, the two loose with the steroids. Oh, I got one for you. You'll like this one. The audience will like it. You know, I'm supposed to get a new doctor, okay? So I look up the doctor in my area. Guess what she's the queen of? Marijuana. Oh, God. That only could cost me my career. Could cost me a lot of things. And then I call her. She says, it's okay if you're diabetic to have marijuana. Is she crazy or what? That put me in another world. Yeah, what happened was they never told me that she's the queen of marijuana, the doctor. And I don't feel comfortable. I'm not that, you know, marijuana, you know, people like it, that's fine. But I don't want to be pushed on it, you know, because it makes you hungry anyway. And especially, you know, you go to this person and she says, well, that's not true. You only go to the building and says, marijuana, you know, like what they call collective. So I said, oh, God, I can't deal with this. You can imagine. I can't deal with that stuff. Anyway, so people out there, tell us your favorite story of things that didn't happen, relationships where you've seen crazy people take on each other in the public. Those are issues. And a topic is, what do you want to work on for 2019? What do you need to work on? Is that a good question? What do you want to work on for 2019? And I just get up in the morning. That's a big workout for me, you know, just work it up. And by the way, I want to talk about one of our former alumni, and she was Amber Martinez. Amber got an award in Hollywood for she played a hooker. You know about Amber. So Amber got an award, and we're very proud of her. She was doing my show, and we're really excited. So Amber got an award for playing a hooker, and she's in a movie with Dick Van Dyke. So I'm happy for Amber because she was looking for a good acting job, you know. And you never know, these crazy movies could lead you to an acting job, right? Something like that. Anyway, so I'm hoping for Amber, you know, because Amber has a new boyfriend every other week, so you can't catch up with her really too much. But I feel for Amber. She called me for my birthday. She missed our, you know what we do for my birthday show. We celebrate, and this year we're going to do St. Patrick's Day. You know, that's my favorite holiday, St. Patrick's Day. Because you see people get drunk. Yeah, we're gonna do it. Do they have a good Irish bar in Austin?
Oh yes, several.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I think you'd really enjoy that one.
Yeah, maybe. And do the jig. You got to do the jig. By the way, St. Patrick's Day is about a couple weeks away. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I'm still stuck on Christmas of last year.
Oh, are you stuck on it? Well, it's all, as they say at TV, you got to take another move on the antenna. But it's okay because you know what? Each holiday, as they come and go, you know, my birthday's already. And then now, you know, it was Valentine's Day, you know, which is a nice time. And then Mother's Day comes up, right? Isn't it in May? Mother's Day? I think Mother's Day in May. And then the Jewish holiday of Passover will be coming up, where we pass over. And then the holiday where we dress up in costumes, Purim. So could you imagine? The Jewish holidays are all coming up. All the holiday, and then Easter will be coming up, so it's kind of nice. So, give you all the people out there that are having a hard time this year, just look forward to all the holidays, You know? That's what I tell people. I look forward to the holidays. Anyway, we're going to, what do you say, is next week we'll have break time so me and Burnett can get paid in break, right? Something like that. So we'll have break time. Anyway, Burnett, would you like to mention a topic to our wonderful audience?
Let's see. Topic. Okay. Has there been quite a heavy energy going on? People feeling
okay.
Very tired, achy bodies. A little bit cranky.
That's me all the time. No, I'm just kidding.
I tell you what, I've been fighting this past week migraines, and I don't get them very often.
Uh-huh.
But when I do, they kick my butt. And,
oh, migraines are horrible.
Oh, my God, miserable. But it all is part of this whole shift. Now, February was a cleansing month where,
right.
You know, we were all supposed to be kind of detoxing from
right.
all types of behaviors, conditionings, beliefs, all of that. March is a new month of, you know, basically renewal. And really going after those things that, you know, we have been working on manifesting.
Right,
and
right, that's true.
As we've been going through these shifts, you know, our bodies, our physical bodies take an incredible toll, you know.
Right, and true.
So I think I want to remind everybody to be easy with themselves, but also try and allow whatever is happening in your body and spiritually and energetically to just
okay.
run its course. You
okay,
know,
so
I
in other words,
people,
for example, me, people are saying, what is Burnett talking about? So give me an example of what you mean.
Okay, so like, for example, instead of me taking any kind of pill to
right.
deal with my migraines, I slept, I drank lots of water, I had
That's
my
good.
Teeth. I nursed it naturally as best as I could. And so what I'm saying is as our bodies are dealing with this stuff, it can be mistaken for
uh-huh.
a flu or something like that. Just,
uh-huh.
I'm certainly not advising anybody to not take medication if you feel you need it. If your doctor tells
right.
you you need it, great, do your thing. But your body is already going through so much stuff. So to allow
right.
it to naturally be able to integrate is superior to numbing the effects, numbing the
uh-huh.
symptoms, right? So, and it will help you to be able to shed a lot of that density that you're energetically trying to shed in
uh-huh.
order to integrate the new energies that are coming in. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I understand what you're saying because it's like, you know, when people get their energy sucked out and they're looking for hope. And, in fact, that happened to me last weekend. I was in L.A. But you know what happened? I felt by doing divine work, you know, at the spiritual center, I was able to feel better about myself because then I was able to, you know, to serve, you know, serve God in that way. But it was just hard in the beginning because, you know, your body wants to go bye-bye, wants to go to sleep. And I said, no, I can't sleep. I got to do my service. But and like you said, you know, just be grateful. Grateful, 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 right? Gratitude,
Absolutely.
Gratitude, gratitude. And that's it. That's the key. And if you have a problem with that, then Dr. Ruth is available. No, I'm just kidding.
If you're still even alive, yeah, I'll actually take her place.
Oh, well, Dr. Ruth, you're here on our
Dr.
show. Yeah, well, you know what she's doing now? She is on one of the channels, if we have a radio station. Her show's called Rather Sex Than Death. A funny show, how she does it. But Dr. Ruth is on, I want to say, she's on XM, and she's on this new thing they're doing. So, Dr. Ruth, we'd love to have her on. And you remember in the 60s and 70s? She says, you got to have orgasm all the time, remember? She's on, she always be on, you remember Irene Gasorla, Those are people that you don't hear of anymore. And she was on it, you know, Bill Balance. And she was on that show. She was really, she has that cute laugh. And she's about 90. You know, she's going to be 90.
She's adorable in general. She's very forward, very adorable, very, I mean,
yeah.
She was ahead of her time when she first came out. But
oh,
you know,
I agree with you.
Because
I agree. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If she didn't come out and start speaking. You know,
well, the thing is,
a huge part of relationship is a huge part of just even life, actually. Yeah, it really is. I mean, think about all of the amazing qualities
right.
that come with the act of sex. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
You know what I always think of? That movie with Steve Martin, and he goes, he's always looking for the peanut butter and jelly after he has, it was with Goldie Hawn. And that's, you know, people think that. And, oh, now I'm hungry, you know. Now I'm hungry to eat.
What movie was that? That wasn't Roxanne, because I don't think Goldie
Hawn
was
No, he did a film with her, and she wanted him out of her life, but he came back every time when she was in trouble. And they, and by the way, I miss them not being together on film. They were great. You know, Goldie Hawn and Steve Martin. Maybe they'll make a movie together, one more movie. But the thing is, like you said, it's even the energy is different. And even in this, when you go to the market, like I went the other day, and people were angry, very angry. And you're going, why? But that's how it is, you know. People are angry.
They don't know how. If you're not aware of what's going on with the ascension and the energy shift,
right?
You don't have any idea why you're feeling the way that you're feeling.
Right.
And so that creates a whole, right? It makes you feel out of control of yourself, and
right.
you lash out, and you deflect, and, you know, you're angry. And I understand where they're coming from, but that's when, you know, those of us who are in tune with what's going on and are aware of the ascension energies, that we just kind of send a little bit more love and encapsulate those individuals with love. And I find that when I do that, it doesn't affect me. You see? I keep
no,
it from affecting
you have a, it feels like an angel covering you, right?
Exactly.
That's what they say. They say an angel covering you. In fact, you know, when you think, I always tell people, when you think negative, you become negative. You think positive, you become positive. It's all the way you take it in, you know?
Yeah.
And one thing, when I did, you know, subject Jure, was I had to take time to relax. And that's the key thing with Jure, because if you don't relax, you don't receive the energy. You can never feel it, you know? So people out there, we're going to go over modalities next time, you know, certain modalities people can do. And what's good about that is it's a way you can, you know, de-stress out. And that's what we want you to do on the show.
Remember, too, that, you know, take each moment as each moment. Be present in your moment, because if you're present in the moment, you're not freaking out about what's going to happen next. You're just present in the moment. We all have things that we have to be, you know, that we have to be conscious of,
right?
Because we still live in a third dimensional reality to a degree, right?
True.
But it doesn't have to consume us to the point where it is dictating how we feel, how we act, how we speak, how we think. I mean, if we are in the moment and we're like, you know what, in this moment, I am a beautiful part of the divine. In this moment, I'm one with the universe. In this moment, you know, and we just continue to put those thoughts out there as we walk what we need to walk and do what we need to do, then we're able to maintain more of a stable, balanced now. Right?
Oh, that's correct. Right. Definitely.
Right.
Because you know, the big problem is a lot of times is people don't want to follow the message, and sometimes you got to follow the message because the message is good. If it's good, follow it. If you feel negative, don't follow it. That's all that what I'm saying. But you could also look at their situation, because I met a lady, I was drinking, had food, had to meet a client, and I was eating. I forgot where it was, but all negativity, all negativity. I said, why don't you say something positive? And then she thought about it, and I guess she said, okay. She tried, but it didn't come out of her, like positive. It was a beautiful day.
That's because people are, they condition themselves to think and behave in a certain way.
Right, it's true.
And to break free of that mold would mean that they would have to change. And change for some people is very difficult and scary. However, you know, if you think about it and you stay in that mindset, then you just become more and more miserable.
That's true.
You know?
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Because
we
people
have to
then
recognize where we are. We have to recognize where we are and what we're putting out. And until we do that, we have absolutely nobody. I mean, we should just not even speak until we deal with our own selves.
Yeah, like you're funny. You said we cannot speak. But you know what? You know what it is? We all need to have a timeout and also need to grow upon whatever the situation may be. And I always say that to people that I work with. I said, you know, you may not get the sale, but you may get the next sale. Or, you know, the person may not be happy, but the next person may be happy, you know? I always say that to people because who knows what will be? You can't judge it. You just got to, whatever will be, you move forward, you know? That's the best way. It's good too. I always think of food, like, you know, when you're thinking about stress, that chocolate chip cookie doesn't sound bad right now. Doesn't sound bad right now. It's real. Actually, if that helps you, you know, get yourself together, go ahead. Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, every little thing that brings us pleasure, especially in those moments when we're struggling to maintain that positive attitude, that positive mindset.
Right.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I am perfectly okay. I make amazing organic Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It's making me hungry. Go ahead.
Indulge, right? Indulge in those things that make you. Well, it's part of being present in your moment. Of course, it doesn't mean overindulge. What's the word? Anyways, you have to be proportionate. But
that's true.
You know, as we think positive and as we train ourselves to be in a positive mindset, then more positive things come our way.
True.
Again, to reiterate the universal law of attraction, what we put out, we also bring back. We attract
true
to
too.
Us.
That's true. What you said, very right, because it's like a lady, there's a homeless lady, that was walking, I forgot where I was, but anyway, I was in Culver City, and she was trying to get to another piece of area, and I said, well, this is where it's located, and she was trying to hear me, but she didn't hear me. You understand? She was trying to reach out, but she didn't. And that's the problem sometimes. People don't reach out. They have a certain mindset, and you just got to be free, you know? If you don't, you're only hurting yourself, you know? That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
One other thing I was going to mention, talk about your seminar because of the time and when it's going to be. Now you got a tour. You got people asking me about food and hotels. So anyway, go ahead.
I'm way excited to hear that. Yay. We do have limited space at this venue. So if you are interested, do email me or Facebook me, Instagram, Bernadette DeGabrielle, and send me your information, and I will send you back some information. It is April 27th. We are going to be dealing with disconnecting from toxic, so shedding toxic layers.
Uh-huh.
It's very exciting because I feel like we are at that part of our existence where it's necessary to get rid of all of those negative attachments that keep us looping or experiencing the same difficult situations and experiences over and over and over again. And if this is something that you are struggling with, if you find yourself experiencing the same difficult situations over and over and over again with a different bow on it, then this workshop is for you. So let me know.
Well, it's true. And then, by the way, like Bernadette mentioned today, they got some nice hotels in the area. She'll tell us which one's available for that time period. And then as she gets further into this, we'll have package deals, right, to for the people to come, maybe hotel. And, you know, the mornings they always do the breakfast, right? Like they throw in the breakfast. But, well, that'll be coming down the line, the future. But meanwhile, come to her seminar. You'll enjoy it. It'll make you feel good. And, you know, I'm going to try it definitely with a open heart. And I may bring, I have a person from Jure may go with me. She's into a lot of nice stuff. So I'm going to see if she can go. If not, I'll go myself and experience, right? That'll be fun.
Absolutely. I think that you would get a lot out of it, Cameron. I really do.
Well, then we got to go. Then we got to get that plane ride. And we got to go, as they say. But anyway, give your email to people one more time.
Bernadette D. Gabrielle, and that's D-I-G-A-B-R-I-E-L-E, Bernadette DeGabrielle at Gmail. And it's the same for Instagram and for Facebook.
Okay.
So any one of those is fine. Or you can go ahead and call me, 512-902-5377, and leave me a message. I'll get back to you.
Now, one other thing people always ask me, you know, you do readings, by the way, you're on, PayPal. They can pay PayPal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's open to PayPal, which is great. And that way you have an opportunity. Because, you know, PayPal is very convenient for a lot of people.
There's so many pay modes these days. I mean, honestly, you got Venmo, you've got Facebook Pay, you've got...
Right. You know who's going to get in the credit card business? It's kind of funny. Mick Jagger of the Stones. They're going to get they're all going into the credit card area, and it's because it's easy money. By the way, you may have a credit card. All we got to get is 500 people. I forgot what bank it is, but they'll do a credit card with your face and logo on it, a local bank. So which is cool, I think. So that could be in the future. But anyway, please go to it. What I was going to mention is next week we're going to talk about a lot of the sightings that we will talk further when we get to, contacts in the desert. And I also want to, a couple of things out there. Of course, Bernadette, we're so happy to have you every week. And also her daughter will come on next week, and it'll be fun. And then... I know we're going to have Amber come on, and then we're going to have Danny Cruz coming on. So it'll be an interesting show next week. And if you have any questions, my Datzker, D-A-T-Z-K-E-R, at yahoo.com. So if you have any questions and I'm not answering them, let me know. Because that happens on radio. Because you try to make the show exciting, and then at the end, you go, what did I say again? And it happens. On radio. So we're here for you Friday nights, and then we may have another hour and then we'll let you know. We will definitely let you know. And we got 5 more minutes, and then the show will be for next week. But now tell us, you were telling a little bit about people's thoughts. You know what? Humor is a good way to de-stress, don't you think?
Humor is a great way to de-stress. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, laughing is the best medicine. That is
right.
No joke. Haha, pun intended, right?
Yeah, no joke on you. No, I'm just kidding. But it's good. But it's good because you know, you take away all that negativity, you know. And it's a good thing. And people always ask me, you know, they always ask me about stuff. And when you get older, you know what's funny? Brenda, I'll tell you a funny thing. As you get older and people ask you, so how do you deal with these things? You know, like really, you know, like, de-stressing or also about the future. Future, we don't know. We can't say anything. All we can do is go with the flow. And don't be nervous about the future. And, you know, I'm at a certain age that people say, you know, you're almost blah, blah, blah in the spiritual world. You know what I said? Good. I'll go faster. You know? But I that doesn't bother me. Just be happy. Everyone out there, be happy. And we're going to do an exercise. Maybe you could lead us in an exercise by the phone where we could all de-stress. You want to do that next week?
Absolutely.
Okay, you'll be our leader for next week. You'll do a de-stress. And then, by the way, some people have asked me about Shannon. Shannon's going to come on. We're going to get Shannon on in the next couple weeks. She'll do our show. She'll read. You know Shannon. You met Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon will talk about life itself, what people are, you know. And she had a trauma because she was in the where they had that killing. In Las Vegas, she happened to go to that show, and you know, she told me she thought she would. It was like a crazy time for her, you know. But you know, even that, she ended up being okay, right? She ended up being okay. So you can't worry, you know, with crazy people out there, things sometimes will work out amazing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm just telling people, just you know. Just go as the flow. Don't worry about what people say, and what people say don't mean it's you. They have everyone has their own agenda, as they say. And Kathy Lee said one time on her show, she says everyone has their agenda, but they're not with God. Isn't that interesting? She said that because she's into that world of Christianity. But people, you know, people tend to get nervous and crazy. You don't have to get nervous and crazy. Just relax, 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 relax. And you, even at home, you just say R-E-L-A-X, and then you relax, right?
Absolutely. I mean.
Well, I feel like I took over a life coach job. We didn't know you were a life coach. But anyway, we got a great leader in Bernadette. And by the way, Bernadette, will you write a book one day?
I have one. I just have to get it out on Amazon.
Okay. Coming soon to your Amazon audience, Bernadette has her book. And I bet you it's a great book for people out there. Please, you know, we're lucky to get Bernadette to be my co-host. And not only that, I feel we're both of equal footing, and Bernadette makes you feel good. When I first met her, made me feel good. And I said, you know what, I got to get this lady on. She's phenomenal. So that's how you have to look at things, you know. Don't look at the small things. Look at the big things, right?
Exactly. That's what I tell people. And feed only the big positive things. You don't want to feed the negative stuff. So when the negative stuff comes in, that you want to go ahead and replace it with something positive. We all have negative things that are going to cross our mind. We are.
That's right. That's true.
Right. How long does that negative morsel, you know, fertilize? Determines how big we allow it to get. When you nip that right in the butt and you let it go and you put in something positive, whether you believe it in the moment or you don't, it does not matter.
Right.
You are
positive.
Letting go of the negative, you're bringing in something positive, and you are talking it and talking it and talking it until you feel it.
Well, on that note, what I was going to tell people, you know, as you listen to the shows with Bernadette and myself, you know, we're going to give you our perspective, like everyone else does on radio. But we want you to be happy. And Friday nights is a great night because it's a night when people, the Jewish people, have Shabbat. The Arabs have their thing, and it's a good way to relax. So anyway, we hope you're all taking in this nice. Well, our weekend's going to be rain, so you got to think happy rain, happy rain, happy rain.
You know, we might get on Sunday. They say. I'm so not happy about that right now.
Nah, don't worry about it. Everything's in God's hands, And whatever will be, right. will be. That's what I tell people. That's it. Because you think about all these things, you get yourself crazy, or gumbazzi, as they say in Italian. You get yourself nuts. So you don't get nuts. I'm nuts enough. I don't want to be nuts more. Anyway, on that thought, Bernadette, thank you so much for your wonderful work. And you'll be here next week. We love you. We will see you next week. Anyway, everyone out there, have a wonderful week. And this is Cameron and Bernadette. She's in Texas. Good night from Los Angeles and Austin. And have a wonderful evening. See you next week.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord, you have taken, you have done.